Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Let's go!
Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
This will be a good one because old Chris Tomlin will be in today with blessing. And not he's given a blessing. It's another artist. I'll come in together. Okay. But I've been trying to get Chris in here for a while. So he's going to come in and perform later. It'll be super cool. So love that you guys are here. Now, let's go around the room. He's a graduate from Sam Houston State. And lately, he's been working out with me because he said he wants to lose a little bit of weight. Here he is. Producer ready, everybody. Let's go.
Hey, so the other day we had a photo shoot. Well, Bobby had a photo shoot, and I just kind of like crashed it.
Well, we did some Raging Idiots pictures.
Yeah,
too.
But it was mainly your stuff. Yeah. And I was just watching you do the photo shoot. And I'm like, man, Bobby's become such a pro at this. Like, because when I do the pictures, Bones, I only know like 2 poses. I smile big, put my hands in my pockets. You, dude, you had like a reaction or like a pose for everything. I'm mad. I'm happy. Hey, look at me. I'm cute. I'm adorable. I'll kill you.
Oh, what? Like, you thought he was cute and adorable?
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
No, I don't know what you just said.
Do you want to see adorable? This is my adorable.
Wow. Wait, look at that. That's
is
adorable.
That adorable? Thank you, buddy. Are you making fun of me or are you?
No. I'm being honest. And like I'm saying, how did you learn that? Obviously, that's not like natural for you.
I'm very good at photo shoots because I hate them. Mm. I've learned what they need to get from me so I can get the heck out of there. We did like 7, what they call looks, clothes changes. We did it in like 2 hours, which usually it's like 2 hours for one.
Yeah.
But I know exactly what, let's go. This I got adorable, down. Got cute, down.
Angry.
I got it all.
Pensive.
But I don't like photo shoots.
Oh, well, you're pretty good, man.
And the guy was really good and we kept waiting to get in with him. So thank you. I appreciate that. The reason I'm so good is because I hate doing it.
Okay.
I'm not good. I'm efficient. Very efficient.
Hey, just know that I'm taking notes when you were doing it. I'm like, ooh, I got to work on my anger.
Show me you're adorable. Oh, that is adorable. Wow.
Very adorable, huh, guys?
Oh, yeah.
That is good.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm working on it.
This next person thinks he should have been rewarded from a restaurant recently, but the best part was he was trying to convince us that he has moral decency. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
Don't understand what that intro, what it means.
Didn't you try to steal something from a restaurant? You tell them your kids, like...
Oh, no. They broke a light in the light sign, and then I... lectured them about having those light signs available where kids could grab the light bulbs.
But then you wanted a reward.
I wanted a free dinner.
But your kids broke the light.
Yeah, but they put it in a dangerous situation. But now, okay.
Did you tell us your kids actually broke the light or the light was broken?
No, I told you they broke
it.
I gave you the options of what did I do. I said,
for your kids breaking a light?
Yeah, because they made a dangerous situation by putting that light sign available where kids are running around. I gave you the options to choose. What did I do? Did I say nothing and just threw the light bulb away?
Yeah.
And all that.
I remember the bit.
Yeah.
But I'm just still surprised you wanted a reward even after you broke the light.
Well, yes, because I could have sued them.
Because you broke the light, you could have sued them?
Because they had a dangerous situation.
But your kids didn't get hurt or cut or anything.
They could have.
I could have cut them. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Guys. My 05 Altima, you guys make fun of me. Oh, your car's so old, it's such a piece of crap. Well, the 05 Altima might be a movie star. They're filming a movie here in Nashville, and someone on Instagram hit me up, and I guess they're filming in their neighborhood, and said, hey, the producer or director or someone sent out this text to us saying, hey, we are looking for older cars from the 2000s to set on the street for one of our scenes when we'll be filming on 416. If you know one or have one, would you please send them my information? So someone sent me this on Instagram, and so I texted the dude, said, hey, got an 05 Altima if you want it in the scene. Let me know.
How much is it paying?
I don't know. What if
it's zero?
That's okay. It's a start. It's a beginner.
Getting your car as an extra?
So that's on your resume? My car was
an extra?
Wow.
I guess they're doing an outdoor scene on the street where
we get it.
Yeah, it's probably taking place in that time frame, so.
But why not get paid $50 or something?
Well, I said, I don't know. This is all it said. It said, if you could pass my contact on to anybody you know. So someone on Instagram sent me this, and so I texted the person.
Would you put this on your resume that you were in the movie?
Yeah, because the car is part of me.
Really?
Yeah. Right. Are your kids part of you?
Yes, but exactly. It's not a car.
Okay, is your house part of you?
No.
It's not.
And also, I don't really think we make fun of your 05 Altima per se. It's how you, like, it's just how messy you are with it.
Like, you treat it like garbage.
Yeah.
I don't treat it like garbage.
It's actually garbage in every part of it. The floorboards. Once your trunk was open, like,
spiders.
Noah's Ark came out. Like, yeah. two by two of every
Yeah. Because it's actually impressive that it's running as long as it has.
So stay tuned. The 05 Altima coming to the big screen. I wait for a response from this guy.
Let us know how much he's paying.
Anybody else got a 2000 car? You guys got all new cars. Sorry.
I have a 74.
I have an 06.
You have a 74 that looks new, though. See, if he put his old car in there, there's like, and it was shot in 2005, it's going to look like 100 years old. That's not going to work. Your car is like old and rusty.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? Yeah, yours.
I feel a lot of hate because your car's not going to be in a movie, dude.
She's known for being honest and vulnerable on the show, and through the years, it's really helped her grow. It's Amy, everybody. Yes. Clap it up. Da, 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 da.
Well, my water bill is high.
Again.
I thought the Kool-Aid toilet situation was going to fix it.
Explain that.
Well, we had a plumber come by and say it might be a flapper issue and that we have a bunch of toilets running all the time causing the water bill to be high. Like, my meter is like going crazy. And we put a packet of Kool-Aid powder in the toilet tank of every toilet. And if the purple Kool-Aid ended up in the bowl without any flushing at all, then we had an issue. Turns out we had an issue on several toilets. I was like, okay, it's probably going to fix the problem. Let's wait a month or so we can get a bill and see what happened. My bill is still high. And so now...
How much?
Oh, this bill, I think, was... Well, I'll have to pull it up exactly. My bills range between $450 and $600 for water.
Oh.
Water.
That's a lot of money for water.
You must be hydrated as crap.
No, it's not. Like, it's becoming a problem, like, to where... I mean, but then...
What do you think's happening?
Listen, because remember back in December, I called and complained, and I got my bill down to $90. Mm-hmm. I don't know what is happening, although I'm very... I don't even want to put this energy out into the universe, but...
Could be...
It could be like some pipe issue underneath somewhere.
That'd be expensive.
Yeah. So, and I went out and looked at the meter and it is going, it's something's running and it's boggling my mind that they can't figure it out. And I don't know what we're going to have to do.
I would get a shovel. Go to work.
Start digging.
Go to town.
Yep.
Don't stop till you hit something. That's what I used to do.
That's always good.
No, I mean, it's getting out of, we're tapping into... other fun. Like, it's crazy. Nobody should have that high of a water bill.
Complain again. Get back down to 90.
No, I don't know that will work again.
But
I'm
do you know
try.
That it won't work? Okay. Case solved. There you go. All right, last one. Let's go, Ray.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he graduated from Henderson State, and humor is his best trait. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. Hey, I've had like 3 videos go viral in the past month that have gone over 1 million views on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. It's been awesome. 1 million, 3 million, had like a 12 million. And so it's been cool to see.
Wow.
I just kept looking to see if I could click in to make money on Reels like Eddie has.
Yeah, man. Big money with 12 million.
Exactly. I could pay for Amy's water bill.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, but I could. But I keep waiting to see if I can click into it to get. And then I saw they're eliminating that for everybody, including Eddie.
Yeah. Oh, I can no longer make money.
You can no longer make money, so we don't have to hear about it anymore.
I can get subscribers, though. I saw that.
And
they offered that to me.
Subscribe to you Instagram.
I've been thinking about it. I really don't know what they would subscribe for.
So anybody that was making money, no more. Reels is pulling it down.
What?
How much were you making?
I was making about $160 a month. I'd put up one reel, get paid $160, move on with my life.
How were you getting that?
Just by putting a reel up.
No,
what
no,
do you
no.
mean?
How are they getting that money to you?
Oh, they send you a check.
They send me a check.
Where's my money?
Okay, so
where's my money for the shoes?
Okay. Oh man, you got to knock on Instagram's door.
You must have never gotten the invitation.
They wouldn't let me. They never sent it to me.
Okay,
and I kept waiting for it.
Also, what does the subscription do? People have to pay for it?
Huh? Yeah, for content, they can specify like, "Hey, Eddie, I want you to take more pictures with your shirt off."
Fans. It's not OnlyFans.
No, it's not.
But you people can subscribe for like $2 or $3, and they get specific stuff,
unique content. Yeah. Hey, it can be whatever though, man. You should try that, Bones.
I'm not trying it because I'll owe the company money.
Oh, okay.
Dang, man. I just took $100 out of my pocket every month.
You owe the company money?
Yeah, we can't start selling stuff on social media. They'll, if they wanted to, content, they could go, well, you owe us this money.
Oh.
Yeah.
They didn't do that with my reels, thank goodness.
I know, but they could. But you have subscribers.
That's right.
I'm about to get a second job.
Okay.
Don't you have one?
Hey, I got it, but I'm going to get another one, third job, something. I mean, this is crazy. They just took money out of my pocket.
They didn't. They gave you money, actually, for free.
And they started teasing me with it, like, oh, here's a little money. Take it back.
Anyway, no more.
Just imagine if you really, that was what you depend on for money.
Oh, I followed some people where really they must have been making a lot, and it's affecting them big time.
Yeah,
like, they've even made videos about it. They're like, okay, I got a little too dependent upon this, and they're like, stay-at-home moms.
I mean, if they ripped all of Instagram away.
Yeah.
People that have built their whole career, which...
TikTok.
Good.
It's going to happen.
But they can rip it away because we don't own it. They can do whatever they want. So no more money for reals. And I was waiting for my shot, too. I've been going viral as crap lately, man. It's been awesome. It's pretty fun going viral, Lunchbox. You been viral lately?
Nah, I haven't really been trying lately.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. I haven't been much effort.
Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello. Oh, Bobby Bones. I have a longtime friend who is a constant one-upper. I love her, but she always has to be bigger and better than me. I bought a new car. She got a better one. I got engaged. She got engaged, too. Just more elaborate. Even when I got pregnant a few years ago, she got pregnant, too. But with twins. That's not a joke. Although she's never mentioned it to me, I learned that she and her husband are going through hard times. Her husband lost his job a few months ago. They sold their house and moved in temporarily with his parents. I heard from another mutual friend that she was looking to get a job, and I actually have a great lead on something that she'd be perfect for. I'm worried she'll be hesitant to take any help from me since she has always portrayed having a perfect life. But at the end of the day, she's my friend. How do I go about helping a friend who may not accept my help? Signed, friend of a one-upper in need. Well, I don't know, the one-upper stuff had to be thrown in here.
Yeah, she's setting the story, setting the stage.
Yeah, like maybe it's a slightly difficult relationship with this friend because of that. Amy, what do you think?
Oh, no, I think you can offer her the insight into the job. Like, and if she doesn't want to take it because of her own issues with you, that is on her. You do your part. What's going to make you feel good? And if you know of a lead for her, you tell her about the job.
Yeah, you did use the word here, friend.
Yeah.
Aside from all the other stuff, we all have reasons that we're annoying to our friends.
Yeah.
I mean, Eddie could probably list 10 things about me.
Yeah, you can probably list a couple things about me.
A couple?
A couple. It is still a friend. And the one-upsmanship, it must not be so bad if you're still their friend and if you're even asking this question. Because if it was so bad and they were so annoying, you just wouldn't hang out with them, which would mean you really weren't that close to friends anyway. So yes, if it's a friend, let them know. Try to get them the job. And if she says, well, I found a job that was even better than that, so I don't know if I'm going to think about it.
Okay.
Then don't be a friend anymore because that one-upsmanship is really annoying.
Is this your chance to be the one-upper, though?
But how's the one-up?
I don't know.
I think it's just your chance to be a good friend.
She's down, so now it's like, all right, I'm going to one-up her on this one.
On what? But what are you up
on? I don't know. I just saw the opportunity.
Oh, you don't have a job? I have one.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then I got one that, I don't know, maybe I'll let you know. Yeah.
So does she know that... I guess in this letter, she doesn't know that she lost the job, right? Like, the friend doesn't know that she knows she lost the job.
That's a good point, too, because she did say that.
She heard.
She said, I found they were going through hard times.
So how do you approach that?
You don't go, hey, I heard you're broke.
Right.
Heard from
Because that would hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. I would go, hey, look, I don't know if you're looking to change jobs or anything, but this position just came open. It'd be really cool to work with you if you ever wanted to move. Mm. You could do something like that.
Oh, that's cool.
But then, you know, if she comes and works with you, she's going to one-up you at work.
Yeah, she'll get more salary.
But that's okay, because in the end, you're just looking out for a friend.
That's right.
Those little annoying traits aren't so heavy that it outweighs the fact that she's your friend. So you let her know. and you that's a great point because I did not come away with that from reading this. You have to let her know in a sensitive way because it sounds like she already is very insecure, which is why she one-ups.
Yeah.
So it's, hey, we'll call her Sue. Hey, Sue. First of all, why is your name Sue and it's 2023? Question one. Question two is, we have an opening here. I don't know if you're looking for a new job or anything, but I thought you'd be perfect for it. I'd love to, at some point, for us to work together. Here's the link. That's it. That's all you have to do. It's good. Because I've just been like, yeah, go tell her. Go knock on her door and tell her. I'll definitely say awkward things. I have no problem with going into awkwardness. And that would have been awkward for me not to handle it sensitively. All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's a voicemail from Scott in Ohio.
I understand that your wife don't like condiments. I want to know if she ever had salsa and chips. Because a fun fact for Friday is I just found out that salsa is a condiment. I was watching The Foods That Built America. Just thought I'd let you in on that little secret. I guess it was a secret to me anyway. Love the show. You guys are the best.
I like that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, she'll eat chips and salsa. And she doesn't go, I hate all condiments. It's not a universal thing. She has never tasted mustard. Hates the smell of it. Won't touch the bottle.
Crazy.
Same thing with ketchup. Hates the smell. Won't touch the bottle. Mayonnaise. None. Never tasted it. But she likes barbecue sauce. And then if that's a condiment, yeah, we eat chips and salsa. But yeah, never. No hot dog mustard. No ketchup on French fries. I don't like mayonnaise. But if it's been touched by mayonnaise, she won't eat it at all. She's that weirded out by it, which is crazy. All right, thanks for that Fun Fact Friday. Now it's our turn. Let's go.
Fun Fact Friday.
Let's go around. Everybody's got to have one. Have a good one. Amy, you're up.
Steve Jobs had a high school GPA of?
Got to be low. You're tricking us.
Yeah.
Go.
2.65.
Wow. So C plus-ish.
He's like me.
That was like me, too.
I am, too.
You guys are super close to Steve Jobs.
Wow, look at us.
Well, you each have jobs right now, so I guess that would be what you have in common with him.
And I'm working on that thing Steve Jobs invented.
Steve Jobs did not invent the computer or the laptop.
The Apple?
Really was the main marketing guy of it, but didn't really do any coding or build it. Yeah. But yes, brilliant. Dang.
Try to tie it all in there.
Yeah. You have a job. Lunchbox, go ahead.
Hey, everyone farts. Not so fast, my friend. That is not true. Octopuses don't fart. Soft shell clams do not fart. Birds do not fart. Sloths do not fart. Mm. That's it. Those are the only ones everyone in the world else that don't fart. Okay. But so when they say everyone farts?
I never heard anybody say that ever.
And I assume they mean humans.
People, everyone.
Right.
Isn't that crazy that an octopus has never farted?
But like, look, if there was a bird sitting on a tree next to me and I heard it fart, that'd be crazy.
Right, exactly.
But it can't.
It doesn't.
Because in case you didn't know, birds do not fart. Eddie.
You know the dot over lowercase I's and J? It has a name. It's called a tittle. Mm-hmm. Do you know that?
I did know that.
Okay, so then move on.
Well, you could have just told us and not said, do you know that? And then we would have just been like, yeah, that's cool, and added our own
name. Why does it have a name?
There we go. I found someone that didn't know that. Hey, Lunchbox. Yeah, it's called a tittle, dude.
You forgot
the word tittle actually means a tiny amount or a little part of something.
Oh.
Isn't that cool?
Which is why on 25 Whistles, I call it the tittle tattle.
Because
it's a little bit of something that you talk about.
Wow, I didn't know that. See, that's a fun fact, too.
So you're telling me when I'm writing a letter, I'd be like, oh, don't forget your tittle on top of the I. Oh,
if they didn't put the dot on there, you could say, don't forget to dot your I. If you say,
yeah,
that's always
say, I don't ever.
Tittle in your eye sounds dirty.
That sounds weird.
All right, Morgan, over to you.
We all have a dog. Well, dogs sneeze to tell other dogs that they're friendly. So when they're playing rough, it doesn't turn into a fight. So if you ever hear your dog sneeze, they're trying to be friendly.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
His eyes also get red and I have to give him Benadryl. This whole time, he was just being friendly.
Wow.
What the crap? Finally, mine. Slot machines show fruit symbols, which we're all familiar with that, right?
Yeah, the cherries.
Because when they debuted in the late 1800s, some of the prizes were actually those fruits. That's what you won. Those fruits. By giving away fruit instead of money, companies avoided breaking gambling laws. So people would come put their money and gamble with it to win fruit, which was almost like currency because you get to eat, but you would win the fruit.
That's pretty cool.
If I were going to award the fun fact winner of the week.
Tittle.
Tittle sucked.
Oh, man, come on.
You don't remember, Amy, so move on.
Good. I took me a second.
Steve Jobs, yeah.
Okay, it's over here.
Yeah, birds don't fart.
Octopuses don't fart.
They do not.
Sloths don't fart.
It was probably
soft shell clams don't fart.
Mm-hmm. Or Morgan's, which is what again?
It was that the dogs, they don't.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They sneeze to show they're friendly.
Yeah, I believe that one. So I'm going to go with Lunchbox. I'm going to give it to me.
For the fruit.
Got him.
Okay.
No, you can have it, Lunchbox. There's no prize. There's no prize, bro. No, there's no game winning music either.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
13 years ago, this girl, Coral, was tubing the Colorado River with some of her friends, and she flipped out of her tube, and her camera went flying and into the water. She couldn't get it. There was no way she was going to retrieve it. She remembers going back to her boyfriend's house, sobbing uncontrollably. Obviously, she had some precious memories on that
camera. Or just an expensive camera. I think that'd been the reason I'd have been crying.
Oh, I was thinking the memories.
Yeah.
Well, fast forward to this year when this guy, Spencer, is fishing in the river. And he finds the camera. So he gets curious about it. He's like, huh, it's all rusted. Doesn't look like it's going to work. But he grabs the memory card out, plugs it into his computer.
It looks disgusting, by the way. It looks like a fishing like rangefinder.
Oh.
But has been stuck in the mud. It's like a digital camera with the big screen, like a rangefinder. We see the little blip fish. That's what it looks like. It is disgusting looking.
Yeah, so the memory card worked. The photos were retrieved. And he decided, well, let me post them on Facebook, see if anybody knows who these people are. Like, within the hour, people were like, oh, yeah, that's Coral, da-da-da-da. And he was in contact with her, and she was just so thankful to get her old memories back. And she said she hopes this story of her recovered camera inspires other people just to take the extra effort to reunite lost items with people, because he didn't have to do that.
Well, there's pictures of her bachelorette party, her wedding. I'm looking at all the pictures on the camera right now.
So it was the memories.
Yeah, well, also it was like hundreds of dollars.
Maybe both guys.
Yeah, good job by him to even care and to dig through and then find her. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. The awkward moment when Lunchbox has to leave his chair.
Did you see him rip his headphones out of the jack?
He's going to come sit over here by me.
Oh, it's like he's in timeout or something.
Yeah, he's not happy.
Abby's hopping into his seat because Abby is up an easy trivia this season.
Woo.
Now, if you win it, you get to eliminate somebody the next season, which is a fun little wrinkle. And Eddie being the champion eliminated Lunchbox.
It's awesome.
He doesn't have a microphone. He just sits over there quietly.
Love this. Oh, I love it.
What's up?
This is so dumb.
Can't hear you. No mic. Okay, look. Easy trivia.
But he has his headphones on still.
I wasn't allowed to use my headphones.
I didn't want to use them, so.
Shouldn't even use my mic.
Okay, here we go. We can't hear him. Okay. Easy trivia. These are all super easy questions. Don't miss it. Whoever survives the longest wins. Question number one, U.S. trivia. Which American president appears on the $1 bill? Eddie.
That's George Washington.
Good. Morgan, how many stars are on the U.S. flag?
13.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You can't go home in the first round.
I know. That's why I just threw it out.
No, it's not.
On the original, there was 13.
Yeah.
There's 50 now, 50 states.
That makes more sense.
Now, if you miss it during the game like that, we would laugh at you, and you would hear this sound here.
You've been booed.
But I'm not.
A Benji is a nickname for what dollar bill, Amy?
A $100 bill.
Correct. Abby, what bird is the national symbol of the U.S.?
Bald eagle.
Correct. Okay. Ready to go, guys.
Ready.
Amy has the only point this round. She's 1-1. Playing to 5.
Huh? Thank you.
Ready. Famous movie quotes. Eddie, you're the returning champion. You go first. Yo, Adrian! Is from what movie?
Rocky.
Correct. Morgan, I am your father. Is from what movie?
Star Wars.
Correct. Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Wizard of Oz.
Correct. Alrighty then.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Abby. Alrighty
I'm
then.
I'm so bad at movies. Mm. I don't have one. You do it again.
Alrighty then.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Wow. You've been booed.
Gosh, dang it.
No, she's still playing the game. You're out for the whole segment.
I'm out.
No, she's still playing the game. She's still playing the game.
Movies is my weakness.
Abby, you've been eliminated.
Did someone say something? I can't hear.
No, he didn't have a mic. He didn't even exist right now. Okay, next up, the category is sports.
Say what it was.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Thank you. Sports. Okay. Eddie, what sport do the Harlem Globetrotters play?
Basketball.
Correct. Morgan, what sport is called America's pastime?
Football.
You've been booed.
Wait, really? Baseball? Basketball?
Baseball.
Oh, man.
It's okay, Mom.
All right, Amy, what's up?
And then there were two.
Amy, what's up?
I have a feeling this is going to be how it is most of the season this time.
Aw.
In what sport is it most common, Amy, where you score a hat trick?
Oh, that's soccer.
I'll accept that, or hockey.
Okay.
Which would be 3 goals.
That's good, Amy.
Yeah, good job. Country music state birthplaces.
Okay.
Eddie, you'll each get 2 in this one. In which state was Dolly Parton born?
Dolly Parton was born in Tennessee.
Correct. Amy, in what state was Luke Bryan born?
Georgia.
Correct. Eddie, what state was Reba born?
Reba. Reba's Oklahoma.
Correct.
Wow.
Amy, what state was Jake Owen born?
Oh, Jake. I believe Florida.
Correct. Yes. TV professions. Easy trivia. Eddie, what is the profession of the dad, Carl Winslow, on Family Matters?
He was a cop.
Correct. What is the profession of Monica Geller on Friends?
Chef.
Correct. What is the profession of Carrie Bradshaw on Sex and the City, Eddie?
Is she a writer?
Correct. Amy, what's the profession of Hank Hill on King of the Hill?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
King of the Hill? I don't even know King of the Hill.
Oh, no.
Focus!
Good gosh. This is the one I get.
Can I give her hint, Bones?
You can do whatever you want. You're competing against her.
Amy. He sells. Yeah.
Cars.
No.
Car parts?
Was that a good hint, Bones?
Well, you said he sells.
Factory?
You just did an impression that said
he sells. He sells.
Does he work at a factory?
He sells propane.
He's a bartender.
Propane and propane accessories.
Luke Bryan and Hank Hill.
Same dude.
That's a tough loss for me.
Wow.
Well, how about 13 stars? That's tough. Did she even lose on that one?
Oh, no. I would feel
Ace
embarrassed.
Ventura, Pet Detective?
Alrighty then.
Did everybody know that?
No, those two I would be a little embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed by this one. I don't watch King of the Hill.
Well, maybe you should be.
Dang, hey. Hey, that was easy.
That was easy. That was a quick round right there.
That's just Eddie. Such a bummer.
Wow.
Okay, was that quick?
That was real quick.
Do you want to run two in a day?
Let's go. All right. Oh, wait, two in. Games?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a doubleheader.
Everybody's back in.
Okay. I wasn't ready for a doubleheader.
Round two. Abby, there's no first round here. If you miss it, you're out. But this worth 2 points. Eddie got a point there.
Come on.
Abby, what do you call it when you land in the center of a dartboard?
Bullseye.
Correct. Eddie, what color... Ray just hit the button. He's just slapping stuff back there. What color is the cue ball in pool, Eddie?
The cue ball is white.
Correct. You may find a jumbo version of this game in a bar that involves players taking turns removing a block from a tower.
Oh, Jenga.
Correct. What's the name of the game, Amy, played by pushing discs with a long-handled cue over a marked surface?
Oh.
You're not embarrassed, though, are you?
I will be embarrassed by this one for sure. Because it's the one, we watch it in the Olympic,
She's glitching.
No, it's like, I know it's not my point, but I just, let me get there, please.
Shuffleboard.
Why was I picturing that big thing with
that's
the...
Curling.
Yeah.
That's on ice.
That's on ice. Amy is out.
Oh, I was not paying attention.
Yeah. Logo colors, Abby. The UPS logo is yellow and what other color?
Brown.
Correct. Eddie, what color is the Starbucks logo?
That's green.
Correct. Morgan, what three colors are in the Pepsi logo?
Ooh. Blue. And red and white.
Correct. Otherwise known as red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Famous movie roles, Abby.
Oh,
which film series stars Johnny Depp? Oh, this is Eddie first. Johnny Depp as pirate Jack Sparrow.
That's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Correct.
Alrighty then.
Which film stars Vin Diesel as Dominic Toretto?
Oh, Fast and the Furious.
Good.
Great movies.
Which film stars Keanu Reeves as a hitman, Abby?
Oh, The Matrix.
No.
You've been booed.
What is that, John Wick?
John Wick.
Not that I get for going too fast.
Eddie can win two in a day.
Come on, baby. Let's go.
Eddie and Morgan.
What's up, Morgan?
Battling it out on the periodic table.
Oh no.
Hey, Morgan, you got this.
Bananas are loaded with what special chemical repped by K on the periodic table?
That would be potassium.
That is correct.
Oh, no.
Morgan, what is HE on the periodic table and is commonly found in balloons?
Helium.
Correct.
Wow.
Woo!
Eddie, what's the first element on the periodic table that starts with H? What's the first element on the periodic table and it starts with H?
H. Hydrogen.
Correct. Morgan, sodium chloride, NaCl, is commonly known as what?
Salt.
Correct.
All right, let's move on. Get off the table.
I was good at science.
We got one more category, then go sudden death.
Okay.
Outer space. Eddie.
Love it.
What's the fourth planet from the sun?
Oh, my gosh. My very energetic. Earth. The fourth planet from the sun.
Morgan!
Out. Morgan, you got to get this to win.
Earth is the third rock from the sun.
Here we go. Morgan, what's the smallest planet in our solar system?
This is not my answer, but I would say Pluto, but I don't know that that's technically part of our solar system anymore, or if they removed it from the planets. Pluto.
Incorrect.
Wow. Let's go.
You're right. Pluto, not a planet anymore. Mercury. It is in our solar system, just not considered a planet.
Good job, Morgan. Let's go.
Sudden death.
Come on.
You get three of these. Buzz in with your name.
Come on, Eddie.
Internet abbreviations. Ready?
Gosh, she's Web Girl Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
This is not good.
What does LMK stand for? Morgan.
Let me know.
Correct.
Let's go.
This is dumb. I'm set up.
No,
this is Elder versus Millennial.
It's the last category. What does DIY stand for? Eddie.
Do it yourself.
Correct.
Let's go! Let's go!
Why are you cheering on lunch?
Because he wants the game to be over quicker so he can get back in.
Web boy Eddie
final
here.
Final question.
Come on.
Okay.
What does A S
Eddie as soon as possible?
Correct.
Let's go!
Yeah! Two wins. Whoa!
Guys, can we go to break? I'm exhausted.
Oh, okay.
double headers.
You didn't even know your own song.
What a day.
Great. Double victory today.
Wow, that's crazy.
That is easy trivia. Here's a voicemail from Jerry in Somerset, Kentucky.
I thought that there was supposed to be some kind of punishment for Lunchbox if he did not get Bobby the money by the day after his birthday. Now, I'm not saying there should be a spicy take like the world's hottest gummy bear or anything like that involved, but hey, you know, you do the crime, you gotta do the time. So, holla.
So,
holla, the idiot.
Funny you bring that up. I guess I was thrown off because he had a big check with the amount of money I'm supposed to get, but I still don't have my money. We bought into a storage unit together. We sold everything in it. I supposedly have $380 coming to me.
No, I think it was $389, man.
There you go.
Don't sell yourself short.
And in the post show, we had mentioned this. If what, Monday? Is it Monday of next week? Oh, we haven't said it yet. So it's got to be some sort of punishment.
Okay.
Where if he doesn't have that money by, let's say, the end of next week, he'll have to eat like one of those hot potato chips or gummy bears.
Why don't we do it old school?
And then like every that. Day until I get my money.
Yeah, you get $389.79 according to my accounting.
Yeah. Right well, here. Your accounting probably wrong, too.
No, it's right here. Got all the math.
You have so many scribbles written next to that.
That's right, but I got them. Hey.
I still don't have my money, Jerry. If you don't have it at the end of next week, he'll pay the price. He'll do the time.
I told you.
We should build a jail here.
What?
No.
Yeah, when people are bad, we stick them in the jail. No. Buy a bunch of jail.
No. Well, that'd be this funny. Is like some weird thing. No.
Yeah.
No.
And I'm the warden.
Some fantasy you
have. All right, this is Joe from North Dakota.
I just have a suggestion for your blind karaoke. You guys should do a duet country love songs and then put Abby and Lunchbox together. I think it would be hilarious.
What we should do is a duet version, but we draw the people live, and then you guys have to perform the duet song that's up there.
Ooh, that's pretty cool.
That would be fun. That's a good idea, Joe. Appreciate that. Here's one more, Becca from Wake Forest.
I have been catching up on the podcast recently, and I just want to give a shout-out to all the B-teamers and new listeners out there that when Bobby says, hey, how does it make you feel, or hey, how are you feeling, the answer is, I feel good. Oh, I feel so good. Hey, that's just one of my peeves. I cheer for everybody every single time, and I'm not hearing it, so I feel good. Oh, I feel so good. Yay.
All right. Thank you. I like it. I didn't have to say it. She said it. All right. Thank you for all the voicemails. Leave them. 877-77-BOBBY. We're taking them. Leave it on the voicemail line. We'll play a lot of them back.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Ford got a patent for flying drones that could come and jumpstart your car if your battery dies.
That's awesome. I should be like, no, Big Brother, watching us. Nope.
That's awesome, man.
That's awesome.
I was like, this is going to
get. Why do we not already have this?
Yeah, it's going to get to people so much faster. Well, I mean, drones are one thing, but you have to teach a drone to fly over and go to the car and jump it.
Yeah, I'm sure that would be easy.
Or they could just put a video, someone on video on the drone, and they come up and they're like, hey, Amy, okay, this is what you do. Get your jumper cable and put the, because
well,
I forget.
Can't they just do that on FaceTime?
Well, yeah, they could. They could just call you
on your phone. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, my bad. Good point. I need a drone that's going to change a tire.
That may be a little tougher.
Okay.
Yeah. But the battery, if it had a little battery on it that had a bunch of power, they were like, okay, we'll fly in. All right, take the red, put it on the pod, right? Stand back. Mm-hmm. Away you go. Mm-hmm. Cool. And apparently we're starting a motorcycle by my sound effect. All right, what else?
So this is a cool gender reveal idea that's safe. Is it going to catch anything on fire? So this mom, she baked a bunch of cupcakes and then took a bunch of family and friends out to dinner. And everybody got a cupcake. And then someone was going to get the cupcake that had either pink or blue. Everything else was, I guess, just white or whatever. So, only problem is she passed out a bunch of cupcakes to everybody, and everybody bit in, and they just got the white cream. So, they're like, okay, so they're out of people. So, she started handing out cupcakes to strangers at the restaurant. So, one of the strangers got it and was like, it's a girl! And so, it's just fun to have everybody fine. Involved, and here's a clip from TikTok. It's a girl! I just thought that was super fun. So something people could do. Kane Brown was talking about his first take as an actor. He's on that show Fire Country. He was telling us about it. But he's on this train. The door opens. It's supposed to be a very serious moment. And like right when the door opens, he just broke into a big smile and ruined the first take. Here's Kane talking about it.
I opened the door for the first time and I was supposed to be serious. But I was so excited that when I saw the set, and the fire and everything, I smiled. And they were like, no, Ken, you got to be serious. You're not supposed to smile right here.
And that clip is from The Talk.
All right.
Which, ooh, speaking of acting, I did see a headline that Matthew McConaughey is confirmed to star in a new spinoff based on Yellowstone.
Hey, his accent fits just right.
All right, all right.
By the way, Circle Network, tomorrow night, Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots Million Dollar yes. Show. It is going to be awesome. 10, 9 Central, Dirks, Dina Carter, Jake Owen, Morgan Evans, The Wreckers, Eddie and myself.
Creed.
It's going to be awesome.
Come on.
We did it all for a charity from the Ryman. It'll be on Circle Network tomorrow, 10, 9 Central, wherever you are. It'll also be on our Facebook page. We're super excited to put this on TV. So that's what's up. Amy, you good?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh!
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
France's Zuber's on the slopes in some deep powder. Whoosh, 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 doing some skiing in Washington. And he gets down a little bit away as the mountain. He looks up. He's like, man, that was crazy. Then he kind of glances to his left. He goes, man, there's something poking out of the snow. And he sees a little piece of a snowboard. He's like, what? Someone was buried in the deep powder. And he got it all
like
in
right
his...
Right then?
Right then. Like, the guy had been snowboarding and had gone head first and just buried himself in the powder and couldn't get out.
Wow. I'm looking at the picture of what was coming out through the snow.
Wow.
I wouldn't even know what that was. It's just like a little, like, it looks like a roller skate wheel or something. But he recognized it.
He recognized it and starts digging, and gets the guy out of the snow. And the guy who was buried was about to die, and he just goes, thanks for that, man. Like, real calm, cool. And they got down the mountain together. Since then, they've had dinner, they've had beers, and they've gone skiing together.
Where he is skiing, though, is crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like...
It's like through trees. This guy's really, really good, and he's like, left, right. I mean, he's going around stuff. I never skied in my life. But it's not like an open, straight down slope.
Yeah, they call those like double diamonds.
No, I'm telling you, it doesn't look like even.
No, I think it's like uncharted territory, where there's deep powder. Like, you're not really.
You keep saying deep powder. What does that mean?
It's on the story.
No, it's like thick.
Yeah. You ever been skiing?
No.
Okay. It's in the story.
But you want the powder to be thick.
That's
so you
what
can
I heard.
Ski.
You do?
Yeah, but not, this was too thick.
I don't want it to be too thick.
But that's what I'm saying. This was too thick. These guys are the ones that are thrill seekers. They go off the beaten path.
Yes.
And the dude went. And he got buried in the snow, and he was going to die.
Yeah. I like that. He saved it.
He said he was just down there under the snow going, man, I'm going to die.
He has his, head camera
GoPro.
On. He's like one of those guys. He does it so much, and you see him digging, and finally he gets to
Wow.
I mean, the video of him when the guy goes, thanks for that, man. Like, so chill. Like, so snowboarder.
Snowboards, man.
Yeah, appreciate that. Wasn't for you, I'd probably just died.
Yeah.
Cool, bro.
Cool, man. All right, great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We have Chris Tomlin about to come in, which is massive. So I know Chris a little bit. And he's an awesome dude. He's going to come and he's going to perform. Like, this dude sells out arenas for multiple nights in a row all around the world. Like, he's like the biggest Christian artist, just biggest artist. So I'm super pumped about that. And also he's bringing in Blessing Offer as well, which feels like he's bringing in an offer of a blessing, but it's actually a person's name who's going to pull. I'm super excited if you can't tell. It's going to be awesome. Let's go over to Amy now and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Why is a piano so hard to open?
Why?
Because the keys are on the inside.
Are they?
No, they're on the outside.
Yeah.
I thought the keys are...
The keys. No. Put your fingers on the outside.
Yeah, the piano keys.
But the sound, the keys. I don't know. We need to
research
this.
That's showbiz, baby. Huh. Yeah, that's right. We want to challenge the jokes.
I don't know about that one.
That was the morning corny.
Why is the piano so easy to get into? Because the keys on the outside.
Oh, that'd be better. That. Yeah. Except for now I'm going to research where the keys really are.
On the
outside.
Your fingers. Okay.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know, in studio, Chris Tomlin and Blessing Offer. They're doing a massive live stream tonight, Good Friday. Chris Tomlin, they call him the most sung guy ever, because everybody sings his songs, especially in church. I mean, he's a massive global superstar that just sings the word of God, and I've become friends with him, and it's super cool, and I'm super pumped that he's here. He's, you know, one of these awards where they've only given it to 4 people ever. It's like him and Garth Brooks, like international, Pitbull, Justin Timberlake. Like, that's what we're talking about here. So Chris Tomlin, and then Blessing Offer, who's such a great singer, who came to America when he was young. He's going to tell that story. And, you know, they're part of the show tonight. And Blessing is on, which is also the name Blessing, he's on Chris Tomlin's record label. So here they are, Chris Tomlin and Blessing Offer.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Chris Tomlin and Blessing Offer.
Well, let's all clap our hands for our friends here today.
Yeah.
As you can hear. Chris, good to see you again, my friend.
Thank you, man. It's great to be back.
Although, I guess first time in here, huh?
Yes. I was.
You're a big deal. I'm just telling you. When you came over to my house,
made it to the official studio.
Well, no, what? not that order. I wanted to sit with you for like an hour, because that's what we did before, and get to know you. And so many people reached out, and they were like, "We can't believe you know Chris Tomlin." And I'm like, "Not only that, I got a cell phone number, and we text." So you made me look real cool.
Yeah.
And Blessing, first time meeting you.
Dude, first time, yeah, this is a big deal. My friends think I'm cool now.
Okay, so it all goes around. My friends think I'm cool about Chris, you. Yes, it's all one of those.
It's cool transference, really.
So Chris, I want to start with you for a second. I want you to tell me about Blessing, first of all. So I know that you signed Blessing to your label.
Yes.
What about Blessing is so special?
My goodness, how long do we have here this morning? Blessing is one of the most special people I've ever gotten to encounter with music. And a friend of mine, a guy who produced my records several years ago, played me a song. He said, "Man, you got to hear this song." He played me a song called Tin Roof, and I was so floored by it. I was like, wow. And I said, "Who is this guy?" He said, "His name is Blessing." And I was like, "Well, you don't forget a name like that." And he gave me a bit of his story and shared me his story, which I'm sure you guys will get into. But I was really moved by that. And I just kind of stocked that away. I was like, I remember that song. And when I was making I was making this record, Chris Tomlin and Friends, right, with all the country guys. And I was thinking, it just hit me one day. I was like, you know what? I've got all of these artists on this record that everybody knows. I would love, and I was thinking about, and I kept coming back to this song, Tin Roof, and I thought it was one of the very best songs I'd ever heard written. In fact, I played it for Shane McAnally, and I played it for Shane, and Shane said, if that is not song of the year, I don't know what is. And oh my, he's just that kind of song.
He kept that from me, blessing.
I didn't know that part. I'm gonna cry.
And so I'm just, and I remember that. I was like, you know what? I would love to end this record with that song and find a way for people to hear it, because no one's heard this song. And I was like, maybe people will pay attention to this record and then they will hear this guy named Blessing. And so I said, I called up Blessing, figured out how to get a hold of Blessing. And I said, I want to come meet you. And I went to his apartment. And when I went to his apartment, I'm going there and I'm walking in, and I can just hear the piano playing. And I knock, and he's like, come on in. And I walk in, and I'm just sitting there going, I'm thinking, I don't know who this person is. How do I interact with this person? How I get to know him? And he's sitting at the piano, and we start playing, and he starts playing some songs, and we start talking about music and start gathering around. And then he started telling me, and I asked him, I said, man, I hear you do concert. You go out and do gigs and concerts. How you do that? For those of you who don't know, Blessing lost his sight years and years ago. And so I was like, how do you do that? And I said, you do that by yourself. And he starts telling me. He said, well, you know, I get an Uber and they drop me off. And he goes, they drop me off at the airport, and a sky cab comes and picks me up at the Uber and takes me to the plane and then puts me on the plane. And then when I get off the plane, a sky cab comes and takes me off, and then I get in an Uber and I go to the venue. I mean, I go to the hotel, and then the guy comes and picks me up, and I go to the venue and I play the concert, and I do that all the way back home. And I'm thinking, the grit you have to have to do that. I'm like, this guy, I was like, you do that? And I think how much I don't like it, and all the ease I have, and just how much more struggle and how much more things to overcome, and thinking about playing the concerts and all the things. And I was just like, okay, he's an absolute joy. I mean, I've never met somebody who's filled with more joy in their life. And I thought, people need to know this guy's music, because he's got a lot to bring to people. And people can relate. If anybody's ever gone through struggle, or maybe they've gone through things, they could relate to Blessing's story. And he has this incredible, incredible gift. And not only that, but he's, as you'll hear, one of the best singers and players I've ever heard play music. And so, and just the songwriting, it's just, can I say one other thing? Somebody sent me a Dropbox.
Chris, you can keep going. It's
somebody sent me a Dropbox of Blessing. And they said, here's some songs. You should hear more of his songs. If you like Tin Roof, here's what. So they sent me his Dropbox, Bobby, and I hit the Dropbox open. And it was, if I showed it to you, you can just scroll hundreds of songs. And I was like, who is this guy? And I would just randomly pick songs. Everything I would listen to is just him at a piano. I was like, my goodness, what kind of treasure's in here of all these songs? And so just incredible songwriter, and writes with so many different people. But I just thought, if there's any way I could help this guy, people hear his music. And now, man, the floodgates open, from Coca-Cola to the Kardashians to the Grey's Anatomy to wherever he finds himself to find his music. It's pretty cool.
That's the greatest intro I've ever heard for a single person ever. Blessing, look at that.
Even want to play anymore.
I've seen some really cool like wrestling intros, and that one still is better, Blessing. That's the greatest of all time. I know this part wasn't planned here, but he built up Tin Roof so much. Can you give us a little bit of that, Blessing? Is that possible? Because I just want to imagine it.
Oh, man. Listen. And then the other thing is, a friend to the room, her name is, she's an upstart songwriter, Natalie Hemby. I wrote this with her. You know, I think she's got a career somewhere.
Yeah, she's got a pretty good one.
I believe in her, guys. And we wrote this song in about 45 minutes. She said to me, what do you want to write about? And I said, I want to write about the sound of rain on a tin roof. I'm from Nigeria, and I haven't been home in forever. Actually, I came to the States when I was 6, and I haven't been home ever since. And so I said, I miss the sound of rain on a tin roof. And so she says, that's what we're going to write about. So the song kind of starts like this. I'll give you a couple.
You sound just pure. I mean, that's the word.
I mean, right?
You just sound pure. Yeah. So you say you came to America at 6. Why did you come to the States?
So initially, my uncle played professional soccer. Immigrant nonsense, came here, got a bunch of degrees, is a lawyer now. And when I was born, with glaucoma, so I was born blind in my left eye. I could see my right eye. And he was like, well, let's bring Blessing to America to treat this. So we came here, and as life sometimes goes, I got shot in the eye with a water gun in the good eye.
Wow.
And wow. It's it's one of those things where it's so unlikely that it's hilarious. You know what I mean? I mean, Bobby's like, is hilarious?
Well, you know what's crazy is my right eye doesn't work, right? It never has.
Yeah.
Since I was born. I wore a patch as a kid.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. So I wear glasses.
We're half blind brothers.
And the reason I wear glasses for most of my life was just to protect my one good eye.
Yes. Oh, you did that too?
Yeah.
Like when you played, they made you wear the goggles?
I had to wear a patch first just to try to fix the bad one. They put it over the good one. That didn't work. And they were like, well, it's in your brain, so my eye wouldn't fix, but I would wear glasses just to make sure that nothing hit me in the other eye.
Okay.
But so you got hit. That's unbelievable.
You will appreciate this. I was literally, the second before this happens, draining hoops just in my backyard, just like Michael Jordan-style hooks, you know what I mean? And the kid across the street was like, Blessing, you know, let's play with water guns. And I was like, man, I got to go to an amusement park. And he goes, no. From like 2 feet from me. And I was like, oh man, that's, now I'm all wet. And I didn't know anything had happened. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And it took about 24 hours for me to be like, oh, this isn't good. You know what I mean? So from that was like this emergency surgery thing. It was a lot. So that weirdly happened. And as that's happening, we get a piano in the house. So all that outside energy I put to the piano. And weirdly enough, like, fell in love with playing music. I was taking lessons before, but I wasn't taking it seriously. But then I had all this energy, man, like, and all this time to just fall in love with this stuff. And so it's, I mean, funny, kismet, God, how the awful things pave the way for all the good, beautiful stuff. So here we are now, you know?
What's up with Blessing the name? Right?
In Nigeria, my name's so common.
There's a lot of people named Blessing. It's like Smith. Yeah, the first name.
Like this is it's definitely like, if not Smith, then like Jason.
Yeah, okay. Got it. So Blessing's a common name. Does it mean the same thing as it means to us?
So on my, I speak a language called Igbo. So Blessing in my language is Ngozi. That's how you'd say it. But my birth certificate says Blessing. Mm. Yeah, so Blessing Offer, OFFOR.
Well, yeah, Bobby means man with muscles.
There you go.
America. You may not know that, but that is what that
Bobby
means.
Bobby means pirate.
Yes, it did for a while, for sure. Amy's son loves Brighter Days.
Oh, man. Oh, Amy, thank you.
That's like his jam.
What's your son's name?
That's his jam. His name is Stevenson.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he's Haitian. He also came to America around that age, 7 years
old.
Really? Mm-hmm. And so one of his... Oh, he loves Christian music. Yeah. Like, when I pick him up from school,
yes,
he immediately puts that on, or anytime we get in the car. And, like, there's so many songs that come on where he's like, shh, stop talking. We have to, like, jam out
Mother,
to this.
Mother, stop.
Yeah, and, yeah, your stuff is... I just was freaking out when you were coming in because I was like, well, I'm going to start videoing whenever he starts performing because I'm going to take the video home and he'll think that I'm the coolest because I met you.
Listen, I'm going to tell you this... This studio already feels like home, so I really appreciate the welcome. This has been amazing.
Well, there's a huge Sonic cup beside you.
Excellent.
Yeah, just so you know. Wait, yeah.
Is that for me?
No, it just sits there, you know, but if you want to drink out of it, you can.
It's like a mystery Sonic cup?
It is, yeah. We never know what's in there.
I'm going to hold off.
Well, and Stevenson, just to be clear, Chris, Stevenson loves your songs too. So.
No, I don't take anything. I totally get it. I mean, I like Blessing better than me.
Oh, my
sure.
God. Can I tell you guys a funny story? When I introduced Tin Roof on the road, I always go, I got a phone call from an unknown number, and it said, this is Chris Tomlin, and I'm Nigerian, and I know how these scams work. And, like, I always go, the old this is Chris Tomlin trick.
Yes. Would you play Brighter Days for us?
Oh, man, it would be my pleasure.
All right, Blessing Offer is here. And, you know, you can stream it. We'll give them all the information on where to find it, where to find you. But we're going to listen to the song here. Here is Blessing with Brighter Days. You know, Chris, Blessing, Good Friday Nashville happens tonight. Mm-hmm. So this has been running for a long time. And Chris, I'll have you speak on this. So Blessing's going to be there with you?
Yes, he is.
So what do you guys do? What's happening here?
Yeah, so every year we do Good Friday Nashville. I've done it for 7 years now at the Bridgestone Arena. And it's a moment to gather in for all the different streams of the church for Easter weekend, you know, to have a moment for Nashville, for Middle Tennessee, for all the surrounding areas to come. And I would have never dreamed it would turn into what it's turned into. But every year it's a night of worship. And then I'll have guest artists that are with me as well. And we've had so many people through the years, but this year, Blessing's one of those. And I can't think of a more appropriate, more timely song for what Nashville's been going through than this song in this moment, and where it will come in the night and what's going on and all the things we're going to be doing in this night. So it's going to be very, very powerful.
So we'll come back in a second more with Chris Tomlin and Blessing. But again, Good Friday in Nashville for everybody listening locally in Nashville, Bridgestone Arena, 7 p.m. But also for everybody listening all over the country right now, there's a live stream on YouTube and Facebook that begins at 7 Central. So you can kind of do the math there. Although I struggle with time zones. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, 5 Pacific. I got to walk it all down.
You got it.
Because we're in all the time zones.
Wait, there's also like Hawaiian and Alaskan, but... It's
the Blessing, you're going to mess with me now. I'm going to have to start saying that too, because we do have an affiliate in Alaska. And now I feel like I've neglected them. Now I feel like a bad person.
Canada.
Okay. Well, no, that'll fit into the other ones. Yeah, that's right above. Yeah.
True,
right,
true.
We'll come back with Chris Tomlin and Blessing in just 1 second.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Chris Tomlin and Blessing Offer.
So if you're listening to this all over the country, tonight, you can watch the Good Friday Nashville on a live stream, YouTube, Facebook, beginning at 7 Central. So just kind of do the math and figure out what time zone you're in, and you can watch that. And you've been doing this 7 years, Chris?
7 years.
How did this start? Well, why and where and all that?
Yeah, you know, back when I lived in Houston, we started doing Good Friday there, and just for up in the Woodlands. And then when I lived in Atlanta, we started Good Friday Atlanta. And so moving to Nashville, I was like, okay, I've done this in these different cities where I've lived, and I thought this could be an incredible moment. I did not know where we would meet, and because I had done a few concerts here, and then my team said, well, I think we should do the Bridgestone Arena. I'm like, Bridgestone Arena? Are you kidding me? That's not going to be that many people show up. It's going to fill up the floor. It's going to be embarrassing. What are you talking about doing Bridgestone? And they're like, no, I really think this could be amazing. And the first year, just incredible. 15,000 people or so came. And I was just like, what is happening? And as it was, and you'll appreciate this, I think, Bobby, because I was like, okay, if I'm going to do this every year, I don't feel like this should be a place where I make any money from this. This feels weird, and especially it's Easter and all the things. I said, I just want to give whatever the profits come, whatever proceeds come, I just want to give away to something that really helps kids and helps people in Nashville and whatever's coming. And so I all of a sudden had this windfall of money because I didn't think that many people were coming. And now I was like, oh my goodness, what are we going to do with this? And so every year we have poured into the vulnerable kids across Nashville, across the state of Tennessee, have built a lot of things just through this concert. Mm. A lot of things have happened over the last 7 years. And this year we're going to obviously highlight what's going on with the Covenant and also the police force this year, and just give back in that way. And so it's a time of obviously coming together on Good Friday, Easter weekend, the weekend of, you know, for the people of faith, of our hope that we have in this world, and remembering the cross, remembering the grace of God in our life, and that's what this is about. And it's just been so special. Max Licato speaks in the night. Max is of all the people who've written books in Christianity. He's the biggest selling of all time of any author. He's sold over 100 million books, just himself, just his books. And had incredible influence of people around the world in his writings. And he's partnered with me every year because I feel like he's kind of this grandfatherly, he wouldn't hate me say that, but this grandfatherly voice that has been around for 40, 50 years now, and has been so trusted throughout the years. And so for someone who can speak to the entire nation and people who are listening all over the world, it's turned into Good Friday worldwide. Mm. And COVID happened, and we had to shift, and we just started doing it through TV and online. And now we've kept the online and live streaming, but still doing it in Nashville. And we'll see how many years it goes, but it still has so much incredible... people have responded in an incredible way.
Time Magazine said you're the most often sung artist in the whole world. I didn't know that. It makes sense when they start to do the math. Because my wife's only been excited like three people ever that's coming over to my house or even been here. She does not, it's really not her thing. And so one was Ronnie Dunn from Brooks and Dunn, who we're very close with. She was like, Ronnie's coming over? I'm going to go. The other one was you. And she was like, Chris is coming over? Chris Tomlin? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, let me see how many songs I can name. She sang like 13 in a row. I don't know 13 songs from anybody, Chris. And I'm like, how do you know every word to all those songs? She goes, we sang them at church.
Yeah.
Like, for me, we did a lot of old school hymns. It was Rock of Ages. You know, I fly. We didn't get to sing cool Chris Tomlin stuff, but she knew every one of your songs, and so that was I looked cool to her. Well, because you came over and you're the most sung person ever. So that's a pretty cool title to hold. Well, it's like you should have a championship belt for that. Like every year.
Yeah.
You ever go into a church and they don't know it's you and they're singing your songs? Because that would be cool.
Yeah, that's happened a lot of times. That's probably the greatest privilege for me, man, honestly, is because there's something about it when somebody is taking. I have nothing to do with it, and they just take my song and they lead it. Mm-hmm. And it's not me leading it, and it's for some reason they think this song is important or this song is special to people, and that means more to me than anything. So yeah, that's always like that motivation. Okay, keep writing these songs, and they're connecting with people.
The word of God is super important to you, spoken and through music. But do you ever cheat at golf?
Cheat at golf?
Yeah, you ever cheat at golf? Because that wouldn't be. You can't. You're Chris Tomlin.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You ever cheat at golf?
The moral standards.
You do. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I don't like what I'm hearing. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I'm telling you. When you say cheat, I'm talking about foot wedge. Like out of the.
Okay. That's fine. I'm just asking. If I see Chris Tomlin cheat at anything, I'm like.
I do. I do give him a little foot wedge out
good,
the trees.
Good father, eh?
Yeah.
I do have to give a little foot wedge out of the tree.
I asked my wife. I was like, hey, what should we have? What should we ask Chris to play? And she said, good, good father.
Uh-huh.
That was the first thing that she mm-hmm. said. So, first of all, I'm super honored that you would come up here and play for us. There's like six of us here. It's like our own concert.
Yeah.
And you should introduce your player here.
So Daniel has been with me for 23 years.
Daniel, come on. Come on, Daniel. What up, Daniel?
Daniel is incredible. We've been together and traveled the world, all over the world many times together. Daniel has five kids himself, and great dad, but just been right there by my side for 23 years playing touring. And I've toured for almost getting close to 26, 27 years now, but Daniel's been with me for a long, long time.
Well, welcome, Daniel.
Hey,
So, man, that's a long time. He must be a pretty good boss, or does he have a lot of dirt on you? It's one of the two, right? For 23 years. I mean, these guys have been with me for 12, 13, 14, 15 years, but they got the dirt. It ain't the boss thing. Okay, Chris, would you mind playing Good Father for us?
Absolutely.
Man, that's so good. That's awesome, Chris. I never heard you sing like that close. That's awesome. That's cool. Okay.
You guys, I almost did harmonies, but I was like, oh, we didn't practice.
Hey, me too, buddy.
I was playing. Me and Bobby almost made a choir just now.
Okay, look. A couple things I want to do. First of all, let me tell everybody that, you know, tonight you can watch on live stream even if you're not in Nashville. Mm-hmm. So that's the whole point of this, is to get it to as many people as possible. So it's the 7th annual Good Friday Nashville concert. So live stream on YouTube and Facebook beginning at 7 p.m. Central Time. Mm-hmm. And still get tickets at goodfridaynashville.com. And the YouTube and the Facebook, like whose? Do we know?
Mine.
Just your personal
ones? So Chris Tomlin's.
Okay.
Facebook, yeah.
So we're raising money for great causes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have a positive message. We have great singing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like it's all there.
It's all there.
Okay. Now I got a couple other things I want to say. First of all, Blessing and Chris, both of you, just kind of knowing your stories individually mm-hmm. before together, there's a parallel that I'm sure you guys have connected, that Blessing, you talked about being a kid and you came to America because you were blind in one of your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And when your other eye, when you lost vision in it, you started to play piano.
Indeed. So technically I started a little before.
But you like said you dialed into
it. Yeah,
I
dialed in.
Let me go to Chris now. Chris, mm-hmm. you got sick as a kid.
Yes.
And you have you guys talked about it? And you got sick and you started.
I don't think actually we have.
No, we haven't.
Chris, are you also blind in one eye?
But you got really sick with mono?
I got mono and I couldn't play baseball. And they maybe all summer as a fourth grade. And I was fourth grade and I had to stay in the house all summer. And my dad said, you're going to drive us crazy. And you got to do something. I'm going to teach you to play guitar. And so for that summer, the whole every day, I would just sit at home. My brothers would go do their thing, and I'd sit home, and I'd just work on the guitar. My dad would teach me. Every day would teach me something. He'd go to work. I'd come home and learn that. Next day, he'd teach me something else, and it was all that.
So what would seem to be something that was a really hard time in your lives for different reasons actually was a blessing when you look back later.
Yes.
That blessing had – well, blessing got a blessing. But blessing had piano, and it started, but then had that to really – put his time, energy, passion into, and you the same with music there.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's how it works a lot of times, I think.
That's how it works. Now Bobby, I know.
There you go. No one told you this, Bobby?
No, now I just learned. That's how it works. I want to tell one more Chris Tomlin story, if you don't mind. And Blessing, I don't know, would you like to accompany with a little bit of background music on piano?
Oh, man, I would love to.
It's just a fun little Chris Tomlin story.
Okay, so just something fun,
you just follow along, yeah. So Chris was over at the house, and we were talking about how it's got to be difficult to be a beloved artist that sings about the Word of God, and people just associate you with Jesus all the time, yeah. Where people only want to act super proper around you, where they're just like, there's Chris Tomlin. I'm going to be on my best behavior, right? That's what. And
yeah,
so
yeah.
Just that difficulty of you just want to be a normal dude.
Yes.
Because I love Chris, and I've tried to, like, you know, Chris and I text a little bit. And, can you hang out? No. Can you? No. We go, oh, we're on the road. Okay.
Yeah.
And so we were having this party at my house over Christmas, and we had all these fake casino people come in.
Is it as classy as this song is right
now? It's exactly classy enough. This is exactly the music. And so Chris and I just had this conversation, and I said to my wife, you know, we should invite Chris and his wife over to this casino party we're having. I went, oh, it's gambling. My wife goes, you're doing exactly what you talked about. And so I said, oh, that's a great point. So I text Chris, and I said, hey, Chris, you should come over. And he's on the road, sadly, or he doesn't like the fake gambling. But I fell into that trap, too, where I was like, it's fake gambling. We shouldn't invite Chris over because
fun things are happening. Don't call Chris.
Yes. It's too much fun. But I was a hypocrite, but didn't mean to be. Because I was like, that's got to be hard, Chris. I would never do that to you. And I'm like, well, there's blackjack, so Chris probably doesn't want to come. That being said, I think you are just the friendliest. Like, you're one of the rare guys that I have met professionally. And I'm like, I want to be friends with that dude. So,
man, I'm just a dude, man. I'm just a guy. And
just a dude, just a guy.
And I'd love to come to that. And I was so honored that you would invite me. And I would totally enjoy it.
See, there we go. And
he
that's
would especially enjoy because the gambling was.
We need Blessing all the time just playing music for our show.
I love it.
He's like scoring the show. Yes.
There was gambling, but it was
not
all
real gambling.
Not real, but then also a donation was.
Yeah,
made.
I donated a charity to whoever won the most money.
I love that.
So, see?
Even
nothing,
better.
Nothing says the Lord like charity.
Okay. That's right.
All right.
I'm with you, brother.
Amen.
It's sinning for a good cause.
That's well. Yeah. Okay, look. That's what I'm going to say. Chris, you're just awesome.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. Blessing.
Yes, sir.
What an introduction. You sound so good. Your story is just your story is wonderful.
Ooh.
I'm so glad you've been here with us. I want everybody to check out tonight.
Ready? We'll do this. We'll do
7 p.m. All right, go to Chris Tomlin's YouTube and Facebook, the live stream. If you're in Nashville, tickets are up, and you go to goodfridaynashville.com, and let's do it. Guys, it's been awesome for me. I hope it's been fun for you.
Thanks,
good
Bob,
to see
so
you guys.
Thanks.
Chris Tomlin, a blessing offer. Let's go.
Are we allowed to clap for ourselves?
You are. Yeah, I encourage it. Nice job, fellas. It was awesome. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. You guys doing Easter eggs?
Probably. I mean, my kids aren't totally into Easter because they didn't grow up with it. So I kind of have that in my favor. But
in Haiti, they don't have Easter because it's a Christian holiday.
Well, I mean, they have Easter like they go to church and celebrate the resurrection, but it's not like a big...
Oh, Easter egg.
It's not like they woke up every morning and got an Easter basket. So it's sort of like Christmas and Easter and stuff where as a child, I woke up so excited. My kids sleep in.
That's funny because Easter to me was just church. There was never Easter eggs or gifts or toys.
Oh, even wow. At church or anything?
No, so I don't have that. No.
So you didn't have the excitement of waiting or waking up to get your basket?
I never got a basket. I never thought about that.
Well, we need to get you a basket.
Yeah, well.
I know.
Like, one.
I kind of want to put together
Yeah,
one.
I never thought about that. There's a reason I never was excited about Easter either. Because, like, as a fun thing, because we never had it either. That's interesting. I never thought about it. Poof, breakthrough.
Okay, Monday we'll hide eggs.
And I'll look for them.
Yep.
My first ever egg hide.
Yep.
So, did they go, why do you hide eggs?
Well, yes. And so, that's my son about really anything. It's always 100 questions, especially when we're driving him from school. And he's like, what's up with Easter? Why do we even hide eggs? And I'm always like,
why do we hide eggs?
Right. So, I did not know. And I said, okay, I'm going to need you to hold off. When we get home, we'll ask. You know.
Do you have the answer?
Alexa, yeah.
Do you guys know
no,
why we
no,
hide Easter eggs?
No clue.
No, I don't know why the Easter bunny drops them off, but whatever.
Yes.
That's always a weird one.
The bunny?
Yeah.
I agree.
A big old weird rabbit.
I agree.
But he'll be around on Sunday for everybody.
That's not the same.
It's what?
Hey, you know what he's saying.
That's
you
not the same.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't want to get emails.
What about eggs? Go ahead.
Okay, so in many pre-Christian societies, eggs held associations with spring and new life. Early Christians adapted these beliefs, making the egg a symbol of the resurrection and the empty shell as a metaphor for Jesus' tomb.
Okay, but why is the bunny delivering it?
And why not a chicken?
That would make more sense.
He never asked me about the bunny. He just asked me.
I don't know about the bunny either.
Why eggs? And why are eggs associated with Easter? Okay. And that is why.
The bunny, I have it here. The bunny was introduced to America by the German immigrants who brought over their stories of an egg-laying hare. So that's from Germany.
Oh.
An egg-laying bunny.
Mm-hmm. German tradition.
Look at all the stuff we learn, and then we're like, that's weird. Okay.
But we've been doing it for years.
Yeah, we just do what we're told.
Hey, we just wake up, bunny did it.
So I was looking at a picture of your son the other day. Like, he looks older. Like,
yes,
he's starting to get, like...
growing. He eats
It's, like, grown a lot quickly.
Yeah, and he's complaining of being, like, sore in certain areas, and I think it's because he's growing. And then I just remember some of my teenage guy friends, how much they would eat, and I feel like that's starting to happen in my home. Hungry all the time. I can't ever feed him enough, which is good. We want him to grow, but then also I don't want him to grow because he's starting to get, like, a little... I feel like I'm seeing a little peach fuzz around his mustache area.
Oh, guys, we'll hold on to that.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is precious.
You grow it out a little bit.
To a dude who's 12, 13, 14, 15, you're getting it for the first time.
Mm.
Hair on your lip, hair under your arms.
I need
gold.
To check the arms.
Don't go checking under his arms.
Casually.
How do you casually
just
do that?
Just ask him to get something from the top drawer or something. And then
hey, would you put this tank top on and then get something from the top?
Yeah, I don't know. Figure it out. But what I just noticed the...
The little mustache?
The eating has picked up in the last month or so, and then the little stash is there, and I can't handle it.
I love when I got my little stash.
Oh, that's awesome,
I was 26, but it was cool. It was cool for sure. You guys can leave voicemails anytime, even if we're not on the air. 877-77-BOBBY.
I mean this with the utmost respect, and I'm really trying to be kind. But please, please, please tell me
this whole money thing and stock thing with Lunchbox is fake. Please, please tell me that he's not that bad. I'll put it nicely, with numbers. And you guys are just trying to make it funny. Please tell me. Please tell me.
It is funny, but we're not making it up. I mean, Amy, myself, really? And Lunchbox all put $30 into Lunchbox's investing account because he thought he could make money in the stock market.
Because I was told that it's so easy that you just ask your friends and you know what stocks to buy.
So we put in $90 total. Where are we at right now?
Right now we are at $96.70.
That's pretty significant.
You're making money.
We're up like 5.5% or so, just doing the math.
Yeah, we're down 1.97% today. But I'm going to tell you what, guys, I hit a home run. Mm-hmm. I made us some money. When I started reading about this WWE UFC merger, I went and bought 0.11 of WWE stock, and today alone it's up $4.22.
But $4 you bought 0.1, so we didn't make $4.
What?
Are you saying the stock's up $4 or we're up $4 from that?
I thought we were up $4 from that.
Well, that could be the case, but if the stock is up $4.
Oh, that means we're only up 0.11.
That means they're probably up 40 cents.
Dang. This whole time I thought we were up $4 today. So I think we need to cash out of everything and buy this WWE.
Hey, it's your money.
But I don't know how to cash. But they charge you fees.
You charge the fees to buy. You can cash out for what it is, but then they charge you a little fee to buy again.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, man, we are doing it. But everything else is down. Like whatever ASO is, Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Is that what you bought?
Yeah.
You didn't tell us?
No.
That's a new one.
Well, because I'm going there to buy soccer cleats for the kids.
And so you think you buying those cleats
is going to increase the revenue. Oh, and right now it's down $2.60 today.
I need to buy a baseball bat. I can see that's raise what I'm that saying. Today.
And so, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to get to Academy today, but I wanted to make sure I bought it today just if I go in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
But right now it's down. So if we go spend money, it'll go back up.
This is why this person thinks we're idiots.
Yes.
He thinks we're faking it.
Ray told me about Revance Therapeutics. Down 25 cents today. I mean, we are struggling. Airbnb, because I rented an Airbnb for a wedding I'm going to in May, down $1.56. I mean, Rolls Royce, down 4 cents. This is terrible.
Why did you get that one again?
Because I've always wanted to own a Rolls Royce, and I'd be luxury, and it's pretty cool to have a Rolls Royce.
So you want luxury stock.
Yeah. And then Apple, it's up 17 cents today. Tesla down.
Okay, good.
We're struggling.
Well, we got to make some moves, though, right?
Yeah, Tesla's down. I mean, I think I got to get rid of it. Down $3.46. Got to sell it. But I need to wait, though. I need it to be up.
Well, why not buy more while it's down?
Because we don't have any money.
Oh, you spent it all.
No, we have $1.31.
Spending power.
Yeah, buying power.
Well, you didn't tell us all the crap you bought. Last time we heard, we had like $50 of buying power.
Yeah, I do, but I started going on a sprinting spree.
Sprinting spree. List it up. Tell me what stocks we bought.
We got Tesla.
Boom.
Well, we have 0.0.
No, I don't care about that. Just tell us what we have.
We have Apple.
Yep, good.
AMC.
A movie theater's gonna be terrible. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's down. Down. We have Rolls Royce. Yeah. Airbnb.
Cool.
Revance Therapeutics.
Crazy.
Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Okay.
WWE.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Okay.
That's a lot of stocks, man.
It's so random. That's like when you go to the grocery store and you're buying all this weird stuff. Like, it doesn't make sense.
And I just have one thing to say about Academy.
Oh, you got one?
No.
Oh.
I'm just going to let you know, I have an item that my daughter bought for softball that I have to return.
Oh, no.
To Academy.
Oh, so that's going to go down. It's going to offset Lunchbox's cleats.
So, like, I don't know.
Okay, so we put in 90. We're up to 96 right now.
96.59.
Are you going to make any bold moves in the next day or so?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to start making some moves. I'm gonna hustle and flow.
No, that means nothing. You could sell.
We're down $2.13 today.
You could sell a lot and then buy more into one.
Oh, we're down $2.20 today.
What's losing right now?
Ah, man, everything. The only green is Apple.
Is it a crash?
WWE.
Stock market crash?
Yeah. Guys, get out, sell.
sell.
Like, I mean, I don't know how people do this. Like, when it goes down, it gets depressing.
Well, that's because you can't watch it every day.
No, I watch it for like 30 minutes a day. I just sit there and stare at it, and like every cent goes up or down. I'm like, dang, we went down again.
What's it sound like though when it goes up?
Yeah, let's go. We're making money.
Oh, we need to make sure he's taking care of his mental health.
Man, no, this is not good for your mental health. This stock market thing is, we're down $2.21 today.
Dang. Okay, but look,
our overall stock market thing folder is down 2.24% today. That's not good.
Where are we at?
Now we're down 2.26% today.
Where are we at right now overall?
Up $6.42. Now $6.44.
No. Where are we at total number?
$96.44.
Okay, but we're ahead.
$96.45.
At nine, if we have make $9, that's a 10%.
Oh, is that good?
We're up 10%, but we're not up 10%. But they made me sound like, we're basically up 60% right now.
Yeah, Kevin and Morgan told me I was going to get rich.
6% right now, not
60%. They told me we're going to get rich.
But we've only put in $90. It takes money to make money, and scared money don't make money.
Well, let's go, guys.
If you're scared, go to church.
Hey, let's ante up another 30. Let's do it.
30 each?
Yeah, 30 each.
30 more.
Let's go.
Do you have one stock you'd put it all in if we give you $90 more?
Yeah, WWE, man.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll Venmo to you right now.
Wait. Well, we're going to need, I'm going to have to sell something because the stock at WWE is $93. So if we put in 90, we only have $91.
Okay, you know what? I'll do 31.
Yeah, let's go.
So that's 93.
31.
Yeah. All right.
Hold on.
And you're going to buy a whole WWE stock?
Yeah, man, that's pretty cool. I never had a share of anything.
I mean, it's might not
no, I got one
idea.
Share of Rolls Royce and one share of Revance Therapeutics. They're not doing much over
all
there.
All right, I'm sending you $31 right now.
Boom, let's go.
Don't hit me with it. It went up. We don't have enough.
Oh, it went up.
Oh, gosh.
$31. You cover whatever we didn't cover there.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for the stock market minute with Lunchbox.
If you guys want to trade, find me on the stock market. Can I trade with people we know? like
baseball cards?
Well, it does.
Them?
It says trade. So, like, do I send
you're
someone?
Trading with, like, the market. You're like, no, it's not.
So I can't find, like if we have listener Debbie out in Sacramento and she wants to trade and she wants my Rolls Royce and I want her Toyota,
they're
we can't trade?
Cards, no.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Antioch, California. A man broke into three different optometry offices. Is that how you say it?
And
Nice. Optometry. And he went in, stole a bunch of glasses, threw them in the bag, and then ran out. Well, the third one, police had his license plate, pulled him over, a bunch of glasses in the back seat. No word yet if he's been framed.
Okay.
But you stole that line.
Is it in the story?
Let me see.
Oh, don't let me see. You know it is. If you come up with it, that's hilarious. But you can't yell out somebody else's joke like you made it up.
Ah, man, it's not saying it's in the
okay.
story.
Okay, wow. Are you telling the truth?
Yeah,
it's
as far as I
know. Probably the headline, not in the story.
Eddie, look at the story.
Go to the headline.
We should give him his credit if there's no...
Antioch police arrest suspect.
Not in the headline.
Okay.
Looking.
We need to give him his credit if it's not there.
Dude, this is a straight-up news story. No jokes in this one.
Mikey, I need you to go look. Because it feels like...
Police alleged...
You see it?
Yep.
What does it say?
Where? Keep scrolling. He stopped scrolling. Is it the very? No, it's not in his story.
Lunchbox deleted it somehow.
No, I have it here. Yeah. It says no word on whether or not he thinks he was framed or what he plans to do with the stolen eyewear. Look at the last line, Eddie, of the paragraph.
The last line of the news story said police allegedly located Alexander's vehicle in a Walmart parking lot, found stolen glasses from other break-ins inside the car. Period.
Did he just copy and paste that?
I mean, this is the news story from the website.
I don't know. I'm seeing the exact joke here on this version of the story.
Huh.
Okay, confess, Lunchbox.
Want me to be honest?
Yes.
Okay, so the one I saw it in, I was like, man, I got to find a different one. So I clicked and found a different news article.
It didn't have the joke in it.
It didn't have the joke in it.
Wow.
Yeah.
We have to commend you for being honest.
But he wasn't completely honest.
Yeah, that's like cleaning money. That's what he did.
But that
is the Ozark when they do that.
But that was very good because Eddie looked at the whole news story. It's not there.
It's not there.
What you tried to do worked, but you had basically one of these forensic joke accountants through and find it.
Mike can find anything.
You got busted, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story. Oh, you know what?
What?
I don't know if he saw these charges coming. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
I wonder who his first contact was in jail.
Oh, come on.
All right, that's it now. Let's talk to Judy in Oklahoma. Judy, what's going on?
I want to know why Lunchbox thinks that he has money to go to Las Vegas with Bay and Raimundo, but he doesn't have the money to pay you for the storage sale.
Good point.
You know,
that's
the $389
true.
That he owes you? How come he has money to pay, you know, to go to Las Vegas and act like a high roller, but he doesn't have the money to pay you?
Right, which I put money in as well, so he's messing with my money. Lunchbox, your answer?
No, because once it was announced that I was going to Vegas, I went and bought a plane ticket. So I had that money. If I wouldn't have bought the plane ticket, then
you're
I could
have... You're not supposed to spend my money.
No, I didn't spend your money. And so I would have had money to pay Bobby if I didn't buy that plane ticket.
No, but that's money. That's
but it was
money.
A work trip, and so I knew I had
it
to pony
up. It wasn't a work
trip.
It was never a work trip.
For the... And you say, appear like a high roller. I am a high roller.
When do I get my money?
Oh, it's coming, man. Like now I have a flight credit. Would you like a flight credit?
What airline?
Southwest.
How much is the flight?
It was like $400 and something.
I'll take it for $200 off the tab.
No.
Okay, well then I want my money.
No.
Hey, he eats the hot gummy bear in 5 shows if we don't have the money, Scuba.
Okay. All right. Ooh.
No.
I feel like once he was giving you the flight credit went down. Because the other day it was more than 400.
It was 500 or something, but I was trying to.
Yeah.
It's a great point. I don't know. He has all this money to do all this stuff, but he literally owes me money from money that I put into this business. He won't give it back to me.
What all stuff do I do?
Well, then you also said, I put it all in March Madness. Well, when I get paid back, but it's over.
Yeah, but I had to send some payments out. Now I'm waiting for my payments in.
That has nothing to do with me and my money. This is why you guys never get into business with him. He has all these ideas.
No, but we made a lot of money.
I've made nothing. I've seen $0. Scuba, 5 shows.
Okay, so I don't have the gummy bear anymore, but I have those the hot shot we could do.
Great. Let's let it rip.
Okay, I mean,
Amy did that when I started crying.
Oh, that was a bad one.
It was the only time on the show I thought, well, we might be fired, because she starts just screaming. I was like, that's all she wrote.
Yeah.
That's it for us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Judy, that's a great call, great question. Obviously, it brought up some emotions. Thank you for bringing it up. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye. Let's go to Ryan in North Carolina. Ryan, you are on the Bobby Bone Show. What's going on, buddy?
So I'm getting married in October, and after 9 years, me and her finally decided to do it. We're supposed to have a small wedding, and she's got a smaller family, and I do as well. But I have a lot more friends than her. I have like 4 really best friends that are more like brothers, and they all are married and have kids as well. And when I told her that I was inviting them, she was kind of against it. And I was just trying to see, do I still invite everybody, or do I cut my list down, or
why was she against it? Was it a financial thing? I think that this is going to be the issue here. If it's a financial thing, which it could be, I think there's probably a good reason to. If it's not, if she doesn't like them, like why? So why is she saying, no, don't invite them?
Because she wanted it to be small. It's not financial reasoning, and she loves all my friends. It's just she said it was – I thought we were supposed to do a small wedding, and I was just like, well, it is small, but, I mean, it's just – it's going to be more kids than it is adults as well, but I don't know. Like, she just, it's not totally with it, and I'm just trying to figure out what should I do.
Well, I mean, inviting 4 plus 1, 8, if it's not a financial thing, that still keeps it small, unless it was like 2 people.
But more kids than adults, I would be a little like, okay. You're at a wedding.
The Chuck E. Cheese wedding? Oh,
man.
Oh, I have a little issue with it so far. What do you think?
I think that this is something you need to express. Hey, these are my 4 best friends. They're like my brothers. We need to figure out a way to include them, or I would like to. And what is something you would like from the wedding that maybe would make you happy if it's not the size?
Have you tried that, Ryan?
Yeah. I mean, I've let her choose pretty much everything. The only thing I asked for was to choose where the reception's at. I'm more of an outside person, so I want it to be outside on a grill. But, yeah, I mean, I'm letting her do everything else. And I told her to invite, because she has a few associate friends, no best friends. Her sister's her best friend. So, and I'm like, you know, invite more people so, you know, it's not more on my side. But
yeah, it sounds like she's holding it against you that she didn't have a lot of close friends.
Yeah,
especially if it's not a financial thing.
Resentment.
I don't know. Would you dig in? I'd probably dig in.
I'd dig in now. Mm-hmm.
Like, I dig in and go, I want them to come. I really want them to come.
Like it means a lot to me.
Yes, and what can I do? Because I'm willing to do what you want, but I really want them to come.
Oh, when you said dig in, I thought you meant dig into the root of this issue.
No, I just dig in and hold my
And that's why I was like, yeah, let's dig into it now instead of after the wedding.
Ryan, I'd fight for it. I'd fight to get your friends there. You don't want to break up the wedding, but hey, showbiz, baby. If it breaks it up, breaks it up.
Yep.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. See you later. I hope we don't destroy his marriage.
I mean, 9
before
years.
It happens.
Wow.
Yeah. Good luck. How about that?
Yeah.
Good luck. All right, thank you guys for the calls. You guys have a great weekend. Have a wonderful Easter, and we will see you on Monday's show, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Everybody plan to be here?
Yeah, yes.
That's the plan.
Good deal. We'll see you Monday. Bye, everybody. Bobby Bones. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in store or online, Target Circle Deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.